Okay, so this week we start to read about the Mishkan, and I'll tell you something remarkable. It's so popular nowadays in the stories that a culture tells. So they're very into the question of a multiverse, about multiple realities and possibilities and probabilities. So we already have it in the Torah when we're talking about the Midrashim. We're trying to understand, when do we learn about the Mishkan? Do we start building the Mishkan the day after Yom Kippur, or do we learn about the Mishkan following sequentially after Matan Torah? All right, so we have two different ways. The way it's written, Truma comes after Mishpatim. It makes sense. Mishpatim, we finished Mishpatim. We heard Matan Torah. We heard about the mitzvahs, Eved Ivri. We heard Nasa Benishma this week. People think it's an Yisro. It's not an Yisro. It's really Mishpatim. And then Truma, we're told, okay, we finished with the Eved Ivri. We finished with all Bava Kama, the ox and the pit and, you know, all the damages. All, everything we heard about last week. And then we're told, okay, now build a Mishkan. And that's the way the Torah is written. But Rashi says, no. This actually comes much, much later. This comes after Yom Kippur. The Jewish people, after this, the entire Nasa v'Nishma, Moshe goes up, he comes down late, they go, and the things get a little carried away, they build an ego, he breaks the tablets, everybody fasts and says they're sorry, and that's how we get to Yom Kippur. And immediately, Motzei Yom Kippur, we build the Mishkan. Which is interesting that the Sfarim note that's why the Mishkan and the Sukkah are very, very similar. The same way that the Jews building the Mishkan right after Yom Kippur, the Jews are building the Sukkah also right after Yom Kippur. And this parallel is picked up by it's not Stam, it's not for nothing that this comparison exists over there. It figures very, very prominently in the thought of the Gaon of Vilna, in his thought around the holidays, that the Sukkah is a Mishkan of Tshuva. The Sukkah is a tabernacle, a sanctuary of Tshuva. So here's the thing. Herein lies the rub. Rashi is the champion of the position, at least on the page of the Chumash. Rashi is the champion of the position that the Truma, the Mishkan, is only built after Yom Kippur. It's all about tshuva. It's all showing that there is a reconciliation, that we messed up, but it's a sanctuary of tshuva. If, you know, things were left to their normal natural course, the Mishkan probably wouldn't have been built, according to Rashi, because it was a response to the Jews' failure and getting things back together. According to the Ramban says, no, what are you doing? Leave the Torah the way it is. Mishpatim Truma. It comes afterwards. We didn't need to mix things up. Why are you saying that? According to the Ramban, this was the entire purpose. That this is all part of the plan from the outset. Now Rashi, of course, you could learn it that it was part of the plan also. But we'll say it in this way: Is the Mishkan a response of Tshuva, or is the Mishkan part of the plan? The Ramban says that the Mishkan is part of the plan. Why? Because in order for the Jewish people to be a free people, it's not just enough for them to be, socially free. Free as a nation, free as people with free choice, and then to be given a code of law, but also then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to dwell with them like he dwelled with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That was the whole point. The whole point of the Sefer, and that's how the Ramban makes sense of the entire Sefer. Otherwise, you say, what's this Mishkan doing over here? Well, we understand from Rashi, well, things got a little crazy, and we had to build a Mishkan after Matan Torah because we messed things up. According to the Ramban, this is part of the plan entirely. Here's the thing, though. Just take it one step further. The idea of a Mishkan, like Yaakov read so expertly yesterday afternoon, in the Haftorah, Hashem says, "Hashemayim kisi va'aretz hadom raglai eza bayis yivne li." The sky is my seat and the earth is my footstool kiviyachol. So what house do you think you're going to build for me? It's a It's a question. Do you think it's just about the gold and the silver? So the idea is, and this is a fantastic idea. Rabbi Nachman talks about it, and the last Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke about it in his famous Basi Lagani, his inaugural speech. Rabbi Nachman talks about it in one place also. It's a wild chiddush to say that the physical world is a place for spirituality. Normally, other world religions believe that the world is opposed to spirituality. By Jews, we say no. We say that this idea that the physical is a place for the spiritual is the biggest chiddush, the biggest novel idea in the world. And as a result, therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is the biggest novelty in the world, is the biggest chiddush, it's the biggest surprise for the world. You think the world is someplace that you can't fight God? No, absolutely. We say pum fakert, the opposite. Totally the opposite. So Parshas Truma, therefore, when we follow the Ramban's approach, it's totally a surprise. It's totally, totally a surprise. You can also understand Rashi in the same way. The idea of tshuva, the idea of that a person can change their lot, can change their role, can change their direction, that's also a total surprise. So if we look at it in that way, that God wanted to teach the world that there's an idea called a total surprise, the idea called a chiddush. That's why there's a novel concept in creation. So the Mishkan does that in two different dimensions. So a little bit to think about over the course is where, you know, people have a thing called Mishkanophobia. One of the speakers termed the Mishkanophobia. Once they start talking about the Mishkan, unless you're an engineer, everyone's brain shuts off. An artisan, everyone's brain shuts off. They don't want to hear about it. But something to think about is where, as we consider all these details, then society say the devil's in the details, but we say the Ribbono Shel Olam is in every one of the details. Every one of these kelim is really supposed to be a result of a Kadosh Baruch Hu dwelling in them.